The Dendrobium orchid, also known as the god flower, is disappearing from the mountains of Alishan in Taiwan due to climate change. The Sioux people, an indigenous tribe, rely on this flower for their ceremonies and believe that without it, the gods will not be able to find them. In the past, the god flower was abundant and could be found outside Sioux homes, but now the tribe has to venture deeper into the forests to find it. Climate change has caused the minimum temperatures in autumn and winter to gradually increase, making it difficult for the buds to form and bloom in the spring. Taiwan as a whole has been experiencing more frequent droughts and warmer weather, which has affected not only the rituals of the Sioux people but also their livelihoods. Without typhoons, which are a vital source of water for the island, crops can fail. Farmers like Zui Chiao Chung have had to adapt their farming practices due to continuous droughts. Ms. Chung has noticed that the coffee beans she grows are darker, indicating higher temperatures. One bad harvest can immediately reduce her income, and she is considering growing a different crop to mitigate the effects of climate change. Unlike other crops, there is no substitute for the god flower in the Sioux people's rituals. Elder Gao Desheng fears the possibility of the flower disappearing and points to a large urn containing the dry remnants of what was once a blossoming god flower. The flower is an essential part of their ceremonies, especially during the three-day Maisvi festival. The Sioux men pin the leaves of the golden orchid on their hats to identify themselves as Sioux people and seek blessings from the war god Aya Farfeoe. The Sioux tribe, one of the 16 officially recognized indigenous tribes in Taiwan, has lived on the island for thousands of years. They are mainly located in the Alishan Mountains, where the god flower grows. Elder Gao is concerned about the future of his tribe and hopes for support from the government. However, he feels that politicians do not address the serious impact of climate change on the Sioux people's way of life. Greenpeace also criticizes the lack of sustainable environmental policies from the presidential candidates in Taiwan. For the Sioux people, time is running out as the god flower continues to vanish.